My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It is the 31st of July 2009 at 5:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Okay, my name is Julie Evelyn Adams. My date of birth is the 9th of May 1967 and I'm from Wrexham, North Wales.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Excited, a bit nervous, it's very early in the morning, but looking forward to it.
How did you hear about the project?
I receive emails from Artichoke. I'm a fan of Gormley's work. Saw the stuff he did at the Royal Academy probably about 8 or 9 years ago on the Crosby Beach Men. So just thought it seemed fortuitous to get involved.
And what inspired you to apply?
Probably a moment of stupidity. Didn't think I'd be in with a chance, and I applied one day and got a confirmation email the next day, so it was quite intense.
And what happened when you heard you had a place?
I was delighted, terrified, immediately started thinking what we're going to do. Can't think of anything else.
And being someone who likes Gormley's work, how does it feel to be part of one of his projects?
Very exciting. I do feel like it's a moment in history. It's certainly a unique opportunity, something to tell the grandchildren about. My daughter's very excited, hoping she's watching.
And what does it mean to you to be one of the participants?
I think very lucky to have been chosen. I think when these opportunities come along, you should seize the moment. I'm doing something I feel quite passionately about, which is the Fawcett Society's rape conviction rates. I made a mid-year resolution last year. If I could do anything to raise awareness, this is what I would do. And it just seemed that the two things came same time.
So did you already think that that's what you'd do when you applied, or did you make the decision afterwards?
Not immediately. It was sort of a few weeks later, but I think it was at the back of my head that that was probably going to be the area it would be concerned with.
So can you describe to me exactly what you will be doing for the hour?
Okay, roughly every minute of the hour there will be a different placard detailing the rape conviction rate for each region in England and Wales. Some unfortunately are as low as 1%, which I find disgusting, and some are improving. But I just think perhaps a lot of people still don't know how bad it is, and especially when you consider that most rapes are still not reported. Those are the conviction rates for the reported ones, which, when it's as low as 1%, is not good.
And how did you become involved in this? Do you work for an organisation?
I don't. I'm actually a member of the Fawcett Society. Just subscribe to the newsletter. And they've got a number of campaigns, and this is just one that they've it's grown in the last few years.
And what is it that has made you want to campaign for that?
Being a woman, being the mother of a daughter, having lots of female friends. It's not good enough, and I think if we just see the need to raise awareness, get people talking about it, and campaign for change.
And what impact would you like to have by going up on the plinth and doing this?
I hope I'll have an impact. If one more person gets to know how bad the rape conviction rates are, it might be another person that subscribes to Fawcett, engineers more change. They also campaign for equal pay, for equal opportunities for all women, so hopefully it'll just raise the profile a bit.
And what is it that you do when you're not involved in campaigning?
Okay, my job is I work as a charity telephone helpline manager. It's a suicide prevention charity, so that makes me sound like a real do-gooder, but it's another important thing I feel very strongly about.
And how did you get into doing that?
Well, I went back to university as a mature student, and just in the last year wanted a little part-time job. And that's what I started doing, and the job's grown in the last couple of years.
Do you enjoy the work?
I do. It sounds like it would be quite depressing, but it's fascinating, the reasons behind suicide in young people. It's endlessly fascinating, and again, it's another thing where if you can make a small difference or give people some practical advice at the right time, then it's a good feeling.
Is it primarily young people that you deal with?
Primary young people. The umbrella charity is Papyrus Prevention of Young Suicide, who again, there's several legs to it. One is the helpline, which is called Hopeline UK. They also campaign for things like misreporting in the press or bad reporting of completed suicides.
And what did you study when you went back to
English literature? So I'm pleased to say I got a first last year, and I'm now halfway through my master's, which it's the best thing I've ever done.
And what are you doing your master's in?
English literary culture, and that's at Glyndwr University in Wrexham, North Wales.
And how will you be promoting Fawcett on the plinth?
Not as such. I mean, I'm using their statistics, which are commonly available, but no, it's just I've got their t-shirt on saying this is what a feminist looks like. People such as Bill Bailey have had their photograph taken in this t-shirt, so it's just to let you know that feminists come in all shapes and sizes.
And what do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
That I don't panic, get overcome by fear of heights, and that I just manage to do what I've set out to do, which is to raise awareness, you know, even if it's a small way.
And do you have any other fears apart from heights about going up on the plinth?
I suppose timing's a bit of an issue, so I've got a little clock to keep me focused. Got a few shout outs at the end for some family and friends who've supported me on the way here today, so just hope I get everything in the hour.
And do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
No, I've tried not to think that far ahead. As long as I was prepared with everything I needed to, I'm quite happy to let what happens happen.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
I think primarily for women, and perhaps the women who haven't got a voice. I don't know exactly what I mean by that, but I just think some people are the people who will speak out, some people who will use these hours for reasons such as this. That's what I'm doing.
Have you been watching the project at all?
I have. I've watched quite a bit. I've made a particular point of looking at my time slot on other days to see what the weather was like, what the light was like, how many people were about, and there have been some very varied performances. One of my favourites was the lady in the huge cardigan dancing around. I've never seen such a marvellous cardigan.
And do you hope that people will interact with you from the ground?
Well, it's a sort of a silent protest. I am going to have my mouth taped over, but I'm prepared to see what happens and act accordingly.
So you'll be going through placards?
Yeah. Sort of, on average, one a minute. There's a little introductory, a few introductory placards, then the figures, which I think do speak for themselves, and like I said, a few personal shout-outs at the end.
And have you brought anyone with you today?
Yep, my friend Laura's here today. Unfortunately, my daughter is still on holiday in Corfu. She flies back later on today, so I'm hoping she'll be able to watch from over there. But a very good second replacement.
And will you go back and watch yourself online?
I think I might have to, but perhaps through my hand.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of the people that are taking part in the project is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
I think, based on what we've just said, I mean, I think it's important to have a voice. It's important to use it when you get the chance. I think the ability to return to education has been fantastic for me, and I just hope that the funding crisis that seems to be hitting sixth form colleges and universities doesn't prevent other people from grabbing the opportunity later if they didn't have it the first time round.
In what other ways do you work with Fawcett to campaign for them or get their messages across?
Well, this is the first thing I've sort of actively had a go at, apart from subscribing to them as an organisation, but seeing on how it goes, it might be the first of many.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since applying and to this moment just before going up?
A little bit like a mild roller coaster ride. I mean, the support has been fantastic. The idea was vague to start off with, and it's like preparing for an essay. It's sort of the intensity gathers towards the end, but now I'm feeling quite relaxed and excited the moment it arrives.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
Not in art projects. I mean, I'm a supporter of the arts, and we go out and see as much as we can. It's nice to come down to London. Unfortunately, in North Wales, we're not brilliantly served, but it's changing. Perhaps again, it'll be the first of many.
And would you say that you do have an interest in the arts?
Definitely, yeah. We're regular sort of theatre goers, music event, galleries. So we're hoping to get a few more in this afternoon before we go back.
And how do you feel about being part of an art project?
I think it feels pretty historic. Even, you know, there's only so many people. It's for 100 days only. I'm very pleased to be involved.
And is there anything you'd like to add or tell us before we finish that we might not have asked?
I can't think of anything.
Okay, thank you.